To order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login or dial-in information, and to the extent known. The agenda by posting a copy of the notice of the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards. Municipal website providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. In order to ensure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public that are participating remotely will be muted during the meeting. The township will provide for public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion of the remote attendees, please raise your hand. This can be done either through the Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute and begin making your comments. All members of the public will have 3 minutes to speak and should ask any and all questions they may have during that period. At the conclusion of your 3 minutes, remote attendees will be muted. In-person attendees will also receive 3 minutes to ask any and all questions and may then take a seat, at which time the council administration will respond as necessary. If you have any further comments or questions, the township council is always available by email and phone, and that you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion, as the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on the individual phone line or login user account. We ask that you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Steve, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill. Councilwoman Carmichael.
Here.
Councilman Espinosa.
Present.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Here.
Councilman Rouse.
Here.
Councilman Shaw.
Here.
Council President Erin.
Here. Please stand for the flag salute.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving to item number 5, comments from administration and council regarding any adjournment of any matters on this agenda.
No comments, Council President.
None here.
Item number 6, open to the public, comments regarding item number 13, consent agenda items. For the remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. And this is on the consent agenda, item number 13.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
David Aiken, Oak Valley Lane.
Yes, Market.
Item 13, D for Delta, E for Echo, H for L.
David, what was the last one? D Delta, E Echo. What was the last one? I'm sorry.
H for Hotel.
Okay, and you wanted clarification?
As a reference to the chapter 159 grant money, where does that come from? The state, the county, where?
Hey, David.
David, is that all you're asking?
Other than the other two letters I gave you, Delta, Echo, and Hotel. That's it.
Okay.
Okay, David, Delta is a $5,000 grant from the County of Middlesex Department of Economic Development, and it's for a 2023 Art and History Grant. So that's what we're taking that money in for. E is for a $8,750 grant from the State of New Jersey Department of Law and Public Safety, Division of Highway Traffic Safety, and it's for the 2023 Distracted Driver Crackdown. You drive, you text, you pay, and that gets used for overtime for special duties on distracted driving. And H is for stump removal and tree and stump removal for a Rich Tree Service. That's for DPW to take down trees throughout the township, not to exceed $175,000.
Thank you, Tim.
Council President, there are no remote individuals with their hand raised at this time.
Okay, I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comment. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. This is on the consent agenda, item number 13.
My name is Kostas Eftimios, and I live at 58 Curtis Ave, Scataway. It goes back to Mr. Lipinski's time at property
maintenance. This is about the consent agenda, item number 13.
Well, let me just finish my thing and I'll go on, and I just won't bother you no more.
No, this is about the consent agenda, item number 13. You have a public portion to make other comments.
I'll stand down.
I'm going to close the public portion. Item number 7, ordinance on a second reading, providing for the construction of local improvement sidewalks on Ethel Road West. This is open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Seated, you please read the ordinance.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Provide for the Construction of Local Improvement Sidewalks on the Ethel Road West Frontage, Block 9001, Lot 55, Block 9101, Lots 45.01, 50, 53.02, and 54.02, Block 9201, Lot 44.06, and Block 9301, Lots 54.05, 55.04, and 55.05. on the Township of Piscataway tax map, as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1, was introduced on the 28th day of February 2023, and had passed the first reading and was published on the third day of March 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on May 2, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-10.
Yeah, this is open to the public. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. This is item number 7 on the ordinance.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised regarding this agenda item to unmute themselves.
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, hi, hello. My name is Divya Serene. I'm calling from JMD Investments, 120 Ethel Road West, Piscataway, New Jersey. So I have a few concerns regarding this proposal. One being, it's saying that if we don't complete this within a 30-day period, will be required to pay for these installations and improvements. Do we get any benefits out of this? Because if this goes through, all I'm seeing is extra costs for maintenance and higher regard of liabilities in case, you know, someone falls down or the, you know, sidewalks crack or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, so Council President, if I could take that. Essentially, the township's actually going to be doing the reconstruction of the road, and we'll do it for you on your behalf as part of it. So you don't have to worry about actually constructing it yourself. The actual assessment would then be certified, and it'll be spread over a number of years. You can work with a tax assessor. There's a variation of years that you're allowed to spread it over. You do get the added value. Sidewalks and curbing do add to the property value. But yes, you would have to maintain it after it's installed.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised at this time.
Okay, I'm going to close the remark portion. For person in attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, say your name and address. Know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and council or administration will respond if necessary. I see none. I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Seated, please take the roll.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Erin?
Yes, item passes on a second reading. Item number 8, ordinance on a second reading, authorizing the sale of 1762 South 2nd Street, Block 203, Lot 22, and this is open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. See, did you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing the sale of certain lands owned by the Township of Piscataway, pursuant to NJSA 48:12-13, was introduced on the 18th day of April 2023, and it passed the first reading. It was published on the 21st day of April 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on May 2nd, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-11.
For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. And at that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
David Akins, Ambrose Valley Lane. Item number 8, what is the purpose of that?
Raj, do you want me to handle it or?
David, if I may, this property is on the corner of South 2nd and Hazelwood. It's a vacant lot next to a piece of property, an undersized lot where the person next door has requested to buy that to make a conforming lot to build a new house right there on the corner of South 2nd Street and Hazelwood. If I may, Council President, instead of having an application to the zoning board for an undersized lot, this would be a conforming lot. That's the idea. You want to try to make things into conforming.
Thank you, Mayor.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised at this time.
I'm going to close the remark portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, say your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will respond if necessary. I see none. I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Judy, please take the roll.
Councilwoman Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilman Rouse.
Yes.
Councilman Shaw.
Yes.
Council President Aaron.
Yes, item passes. Item number 9, ordinance on a second reading amended section 2-18, Division of Police of the Township Code, and this is open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Seater, would you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 2-18, Division of Police, was introduced on the 18th day of April 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 21st day of April 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on May 2, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-12.
This is open to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
David Aiken, Zambos Valley Lane. How does this new proposal different from what's on the books now?
You want me to say that? This is Division of Police.
Is that all your question, David?
Yeah, so this ordinance is just actually bringing the township code to be consistent with what we've had in terms of police department structure for a number of years. I think it's over 10 years, so it's just modifying it to correct those numbers to what our current structure is.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised.
I'm going to close the remote portion for in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, say your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary. Seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Carmichael.
I have a second.
Second, Espinosa.
Seater, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilman Rouse.
Yes.
Councilman Shaw.
Yes.
Council President Aaron.
Yes, item passes. Item number 10, ordinance on a second reading, authorizing acquisition of property block 3402, lots 5.01. and 12.01. This is open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Seater, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Properties Identified as Block 3402, Lot 5.01, and Lot 12.01 in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 et sec, was introduced on the 18th day of April 2023 and had passed the first reading, was published on the 21st day of April 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on May 2, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-13.
For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, while you're waiting for the public, these are two pieces of property that are irregularly shaped that are inside the fire training grounds. So what we're doing is acquiring it so we own all the property inside the fire training ground.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hand raised at this time.
I'm going to close the remark portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. See none, I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Seated, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes. Item number 11 on a second reading, amending section 4-12, rotating vehicles, tow, wrecker services for the township police of the township code. It's open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, please read the ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 4, Licensing and Business Regulations, Section 12, Rotating Vehicle Towing Wrecker Services for the Township Police, was introduced on the 18th day of April 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 21st day of April 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on May 2nd, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-14.
For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hand raised.
You got to close the remark portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. See none, I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Councilman Rouse, motion.
Do I have a second?
Second, Espinosa.
Seated, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes. Item number 12, ordinance on the first reading, amended Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, Parking Prohibited at all times on certain streets, and Section 23, One-Way Streets, is a resolution adopting ordinance. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, Parking Prohibited at all times on certain streets, and Section 23, One-Way Streets, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 8th day of June, 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second, Carmichael.
Seated, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes on a first reading. Item number 13, consent agenda resolutions for efficiency items have been consolidated into consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials of these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately?
None, thank you.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Sue, did you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinoza?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes. Item number 14, proclamation, Jewish American Heritage Month.
Bear with me, Council President. This is going to be a long one. So, whereas the established after resolutions, passed unanimously by both houses of Congress, President George Bush proclaimed May as Jewish American Heritage Month at the annual recognition of American Jewish community, which has contributed substantially to the fabric of American history and culture and society. And whereas the rich heritage of Jewish American community in the township of Piscataway includes the two yeshivas and a historical marker on Davidson Road commemorating the Jewish Agricultural Society, which in the 1930s enabled Jewish families to poultry farm while maintaining jobs in New York and become a model for similar New Deal programs. And whereas American Jews have served the United States military with great bravery and patriotism in its wars, including approximately 550,000 Jewish men and women in World War II. And whereas present day efforts to remedy the recognition of Jewish American military service continues with Operation Benjamin, for which American Jews buried with non-Jewish markers in the American military cemeteries throughout the world are now having the Star of David markers installed at the burial sites. And whereas 18 American Jews have been awarded the Medal of Honor of our country's highest honor, including Colonel Jack Jacobs, who lived in Middlesex County and graduated from Rutgers University for his valor in the Vietnam War. And whereas American Jews are now facing increasing bigotry, hostility, and violence fomented by domestic miscreants engaged in burgeoning fascism. And whereas the dangerous parallel exists between the pro-Nazi rally at Madison Square Garden in February 1936 and why white supremacists and the right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in August of 2017. And whereas our country's commitment to religious freedom and acceptance of ethnic heritage obligates us to root out prejudice and combat anti-racism. And whereas during the month we should take to remembering the lessons of the Holocaust and recognize the contributions American Jews have made to civil rights and social justice movements. And now therefore I, Brian Wallen, the mayor of Piscataway Township in the County of Middlesex in the state of New Jersey, along with the township governing body, declared a month of May to be Jewish American Heritage Month and encourage all residents to celebrate our diverse heritage and cultural and work together to guarantee peace and equality for all. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you, Mayor. Item number 15, proclamation, Municipal Clerks Appreciation Week, May 1st to 6th, 2023. Michelle?
Yes, we'd like to acknowledge that it is Municipal Clerks Appreciation Week, whereas the office of a municipal clerk is the oldest among public servants, and whereas as local government has grown in responsibility and importance throughout the nation's history, so has the role of the municipal clerk, and whereas in New Jersey, the clerk occupies one of the most important and exacting positions in municipal government, and whereas the office of municipal clerk serves as the information center on functions of local government and community, and whereas in Piscataway, a few of the responsibilities of the clerk's office include issuance of licenses, preservation of vital records, maintaining minutes, ordinances, and resolutions adopted by the governing body, overseeing elections, and providing information to public inquiries, and whereas municipal clerks have pledged to be ever mindful of their neutrality and impartiality, rendering equal service to all. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Brian C. Waller, Mayor of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, along with the Township Council, recognize the week of April 30th through May 6th, 2023 as Municipal Clerks Week. The further recognized are Municipal Clerk Melissa Cedar, Deputy Clerk Kelly Mitch, and Senior Office Assistant Bunny Sood for the vital services they perform and their dedication to the residents of Piscataway. Thank you to our Municipal Clerk's Office.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, girls. Item number 16, announcements and comments from our officials. Councilwoman.
I just want to, again, just echo my thanks to Melissa and the other clerks that are supporting us, this town, and helping to keep us on point. I do thank you, Melissa, so much. For doing all you do, and it's greatly appreciated.
Councilman Espinoza.
Yes, just a reminder that this Saturday, May 6th, is the Piscataway Soccer Club travel tryouts. It will start at 1:30. It looks like the weather's going to hold out for finally a nice weekend. No rain, so we're going to be there. So hopefully we'll see everybody there. Thank you.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Again, thank you to the clerk's office for all that you guys do for us. And I'd like to publicly commend all of our police department, fire departments, emergency services, and Office of Emergency Management. We've had multiple working structure fires within the township within the last couple of weeks, whereas we actually had the police department rescue a woman out of the top floor of one of the homes. And we did have a fatal at one of the other working house fires. So we commend our entire emergency services personnel for all of their hard work.
Thank you, Michelle. Councilman Shaw. Councilman Wells. Councilman Wells. Councilman Shaw.
I have one comment for the speeding signs. Is good response from our residents. In my street, almost like 15 people call and they put a sign in front of their lawn. So this town is not for racetrack and children is playing. So if anybody interested, still there is a sign there. If you want in front of your lawn, you can call the police department and ask for the they will come and drop the sign. And second thing, the one-way street and on one side, an away street, because I am a witness there a couple of times in the morning, school start, Knollwood, and when the school finish, the all parents park both side and just run like a crazy, open the door. They don't look the traffic. So I think the one side, no parking is help for the traffic and in case of emergency. Thank you.
Business Administrator Tendesi.
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Mayor Waller.
Very briefly, Council President, I was fortunate enough to attend the Citizen Police Academy graduation tonight prior to the meeting. I might want to thank the residents for being involved with our police department and see the behind the scenes day-to-day operation of our department and how they go about protecting and serving our citizens of our town.
Thank you, Mayor. Any comments?
Yeah, I just want to thank our two clerks because they helped me out a lot and saved me when we were dealing with some fire. So thank you.
Thank you, Raj. And I just also want to thank Kelly and Melissa for all the great work you guys do. Appreciate it. Item number 17, agenda session for June 8, 2023. Ordinance on a second reading, amended Chapter 7, Traffic Section 14. Parking prohibited at all times on certain streets and Section 23 one-way streets is open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. A resolution authorizing 2023-2024 liquor license renewals. Resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of fire prevention fee. Resolution authorizing refund of adult tennis lessons fee. Resolution authorizing refund of one-day temporary food license fee. And then we have motion to accept the minutes council meeting, April 18th, 2023. Motion to accept the report of clerk's account, April 2023. Motion to accept the report of the Division of Revenue, April 2023. And motion to receive and enter into the minutes disbursements for the month of April 2023. Moving to number 18, open to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address. Know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Please unmute yourself. Okay, I'm going to come back to that person because they're not unmuting themselves. So I'm going to the next person.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I spoke before. I'm calling from JMD Investments. So my question before was, what benefits do we get for this sidewalk improvement? You guys stated that, yeah, it increases our property value in the future. But if we have to pay more expenses for the maintenance and the liabilities, how is that beneficial to us commercial property owners?
If I may, Raj, all the businesses are going to have it out there. That is a major collector street out there in that section of North Selton section of town. There's bike lanes out there. There's already a couple businesses have sidewalks. We're connecting it up from Stelton Road, which has a very robust pedestrian and circulation element of bicycles out there, connect up towards Sutton's Lane. It has to happen and will happen for safety purposes for people that are walking out on the street out there. I don't want to see somebody get hit out there in the street walking when they're jogging at night and things like that. So if anything, for safety purposes, it has to happen.
Thank you, Mayor.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
David Aiken, Danpos Valley Lane. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, David.
Resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of fire prevention. One question, second and last question, when will the public be able to attend live meetings?
Is that all your questions, David?
Did you hear me?
So, David, so the resolution on the fire prevention fees, we do not have that in front of us because that's for our next meeting, but that it was an overpayment that a company did. They paid their fee twice, so we're just going to refund them once. And the meetings are open to the public. They've been open now for several months, so love to see you down here.
Thank you, Tim.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, this is Addie Deepin, 6 Sturbridge Drive East. First of all, I'd like to commend you on item number 14. I continue to appreciate that I live in such a diverse and inclusive township. So thank you for that. Calling this evening regarding a green space behind my house, which is between Drake Lane and Sturbridge Drive East, where some trees are being cut down. Yesterday, we saw a few trees marked with an orange ribbon, and today there were workers cutting down trees towards the end of Sturbridge East. So I called the Public Works Department today to ask about what was going on, and unfortunately was answered by a very rude employee. You know, I did not appreciate being spoken to in such a rude manner. I expect better from tax, you know, as a tax-paying resident of this town, that when we call with a concern, you know, we get a decent response. Anyway, regarding the trees, I was under the impression that this stretch of trees was protected under Green Acres. However, when I called the Public Works number today, I was told that it was not and that it was township property. So when I asked why these trees are being cut down, I was put on hold. She came back and said that it was at the mayor's request to create a 15-foot buffer between the private properties and the township land so the trees wouldn't fall on private properties. Now, I kind of find it hard to understand why we would want to cut down healthy trees when there are so few green spaces left in the township. Also, I'd like clarification on if this area was ever under Green Acres at any point, and if it was not renewed, and if so, why was that? So that's one of my questions. And then the other thing is, maybe Mayor Waller, can you say if the reason that I was given for the trees being cut down, is that true? And if the concern is really that trees do not fall on the township on private properties, then I invite you to please drive down Sturbridge Drive and take a look at the behemoths in front of the houses on Sturbridge East, which are falling down because their roots were cut up when the sidewalks were replaced. There have been numerous trees in front of the houses that have fallen during heavy rains or winds since the new sidewalks were put in. So please, Mayor, if you or someone on the council can address these concerns, I would truly appreciate that.
Well, I want to thank you. If you don't mind, Council President, I'll add that. The buffer zone is being created there because we've had issues throughout the towns with our conservation easements where very large trees have been coming down and hitting houses. It is an insurance liability for the township. Many of the trees in that conservation area are dead. Now, some of them are not, but a lot of them are dead. And in regards to her street, it's true we've been fixing the sidewalks in her area that are uplifted by township street trees. However, if there's a tripping hazard, somebody falls, the homeowner gets sued in the township. So we try to keep the trees in place where we can. And fix things. If in the future the neighborhood doesn't want us to fix the sidewalks out there, we'd be more than happy to have them sign a waiver that you don't want to fix. But if there's going to be a liability, if somebody falls and gets hurt, then it's going to be on the homeowner. And we don't want to see anybody to get hurt. We have a very robust taking care of a lot of our street trees throughout our community. We also have over in that neck of the woods in the North Stelton region, we've had a lot of trees that had to come down because they were diseased by the ash borer disease. We have been replanting the trees as they've been coming down because a lot of them, we preemptively took them down because they were hollowed out and dead. And, you know, if you know that there's a liability out there, you don't wait until somebody gets hurt out there. And once we've known through our landscape architect that there's a lot of trees that are diseased or if there's a problem that'll come down in the future, it's incumbent upon us. Insurance wise, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Dacey, that we have to act and take care of it. So we will take a look at that. Right now, along that end of the property line of the conservation easement, there will be an additional 15-foot buffer. So the remaining trees there, if they were to fall near the homeowners, they won't hit the houses.
Thank you, Mayor.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised.
Yeah, I'm going to close the remote session. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will respond if necessary.
It's a shame we don't have too many residents here. We only got a few, but we got more council people, so I'll talk to you. My name is Costas Eftimios, good old veteran, honored veteran. I live at 58 Curtis Avenue, Piscataway. A district leader has walked with me around that neighborhood and saw my complaint. Mayor, you have a copy of it. Mind you, my complaint goes back to 75.
Obviously.
What? Wait a minute.
Yes, 75. I was in grade school then.
Great. Fine. But Mr. Lipinski was in office. Now, you got my complaint. You know what the outcome of that complaint was?
1975.
You know what my complaint was, the one you have in your hands, in your office. You know what the outcome of it was? No. Well, I'll let you know. I was given a bogus summons by our property maintenance office, Paul. Came out there with a little camera and took a picture of a bush and called it a Piscataway tree. He didn't take a picture of the rest of this stuff along the fence line that were already cut down, that I cleared up. Someone else cut them down, but I brought them here. I'm a good Samaritan. I love my neighbors. I love my neighborhood. I was discharged in Piscataway from military service. Pay my taxes every day. I don't get that services for what I pay. Now, the complaint. The outcome of the complaint is Paul came over there, took the picture, sent me a bogus summons. Bogus. Called it a Piscataway tree. Didn't even know what kind of tree it was. I go to our, what do you call him? Prosecutor. Prosecutor says, hey, give me $200, forget about the whole thing. I said, no, you come and take a look at what this picture is all about before you prosecute me. He gave me 30 seconds to speak and that was it. I couldn't say another word. We're gonna take it into court. Fine, took it into court. Mind you, the judge gave me an opportunity to object to some questioning, but I didn't see it, okay? I was fined $200 on a bogus summons. Come, our district leader, Mr. Green, come again, take a look at that place. Tell me if it's not worse than when you last saw it. You're the only one that walked around 58 Curtis Avenue, that lot.
Excuse me, it's sir. But, excuse me, sir, but your 3 minutes are up. Thank you very much. Anyone else wish to make a comment? If not, I'm going to close the public portion. I close the public portion.
That's what brings me here. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
And during the pandemic, you didn't get your plaque for being president. So at this point, we're now going to present Kapil Shah with his 2021 Piscataway Township Council President plaque.
Thank you.
Thank you to all my colleagues to support me for the 2 years.
Thank you, Kapil. Moving to number 20, adjournment. Do I have a motion? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn, Espinosa.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Good night.